Praise be Jesus and Mary. This woman in the gospel passage we just heard had faith. And she came to our Lord, though herself not a Jew, and asked our Lord for this cure. And our Lord at first doesn't respond at all, but he's making a point. And then when she insists, he praises her for her faith and grants her the miracle she's asking for, the healing of her daughter. O woman, great is your faith. It takes great faith to profess that Christ is the one true God. And we must have that faith and we must strong in it. Today's saint had that faith. Well, it came to her in her studies. She was a Jew. I speak of St. Teresa Benedicta, also known as Edith Stein. She was a Jew. She was born in what is in Breslau, which is in, was in Germany at the time she was born, is now present-day Poland. But she was born a Jew, grew up a Jew, but then began the study of philosophy. And she studied under one of the great phenomenologists of the time, Husserl. And she came to the true faith, and she converted. And she continued to teach philosophy herself, having received her doctorate, and forced to leave the profession with the uprising of nationalist socialism, also known as Nazism, in Germany. She entered the Carmelites and continued to live that faith, although she had to run. She had to leave Germany and go to Holland first. And while there, seeking to enter Switzerland, as the Germans overtook Holland, Belgium, and Luxembourg, she was instead arrested and then ended up in Auschwitz, dying in the same camp as St. Maximilian Kolbe 1 year after he, willing to give up her faith, give up her life for the one true faith, for that one true love of God. There's where she found it. One true love of God. Love for God, who is love itself. Unwilling to give up her faith, she died for it in Auschwitz. Oh, and great was her faith as well. Is our faith that strong that we are willingly to give up our lives even for it? That's what God is calling us to. That's genuine love, self-sacrificing. That's what it means. Are we willing to give everything to hold on to that love for God, our faith in Him, and ultimately to reach paradise? Praise be Jesus and Mary.